The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth, nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. And that day catch you by surprise like a trap, for that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. This evening, we start the great season of Advent, a precious time for us Christians to renew our Christian life, especially to renew our baptismal, matrimonial promises, to follow and live our Christian life. The Bible, as we have heard, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. And that day catch you by surprise like a trap." Why do we need to be alert and watchful while we walk in this world? The call will come. It is time to leave this planet one day. When? We don't know. We don't know the day, the hour, how we leave this world. That is the need to be ready and always alert and watchful. When it will happen and how it will happen, we have no idea. That is the reason, always the need to be ready. This is what Jesus told us when he left this world. Get ready always. How do we do that? First, every one of us has given an assignment to do. But each one of us has a different vocation. Some are moms and fathers. Others are single. And some are priests and nuns. Each one should know his or her duty and try one's best to be on his or her duty. Secondly, we should always ask, what I do, my thoughts, words, and actions, do they comply with the will of God? Jesus said, my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I heard, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus came to this world just to teach this, to teach every man how to know the will of God and live by it. This is our Christian vocation and mission. We are not, you see, living for just to enjoy things. Yes, we can enjoy it, but in a Christian way. But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a snare. So, yes, we have to live in this world, but we have to be very careful how to live our life, because one day we will give the accountant what we do with that life. This evening, we start the season of Advent. The season of Advent is the first season of the liturgical year, and it is the period of spiritual preparation for Christmas. Today, the church lights the first of our candles, which will be lighted after a while, on the Advent wreath. Perhaps we will want to light a candle too. Why do light a candle? Let your loins be girded, and your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the marriage feast, so that they may open to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit at table, and he will come and serve them. This is, you see, the purpose of Advent, to prepare ourselves, because someone is coming to meet us. You see, this Jesus Christ came to this world to save every human being. Not only we are celebrating, it's a historical that which happened 2,000 years ago. Yes, he came at the beginning, but mysteriously, he has come to meet each one of us. We must heed, and this is a favorable time of Advent. He comes, you see, to change, to enlighten us, to tell us our purpose in this life. This is the reason why we light a candle as a symbol of our readiness to meet the bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Yes, he came once 2,000 years ago, that he has come, but he has come for each one of us to meet each individually. So our preparation as these 4 weeks is very, very important. Let us take it advantage. As St. Paul recommends, you are not in darkness, brethren, for that day to surprise you like a thief. Vigilance consists in making a constant effort not to be attached to things of this world. What St. John calls the concupiscence of the flesh, the concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life. And in being assiduous in prayer, which keeps us close to God. This Jesus showed us, you see. If we read the gospel, the whole day he was involved, engaged in amidst in the people, teaching them, caring for them, feeding them. He was exhausted, you see. Where did he pass the night? Under the stars, praying, even the Bible says, the whole night. Only when we pray, we can understand which way to go, which one to choose, to see clearly between the bad and the good, the right and the wrong, and to choose the right way. This we can identify this only during the prayer, because when we pray, we receive enlightenment, we receive insight. This is what we need, you see, this season of Advent. Let us try intensify our prayers as individually, as family, also as community. Let us give time to prayer. Very, very vital. In this Advent, each one of us is invited to rediscover what has received in his or her baptism and renew and live what he or she promised. At our baptism, we made a promise to follow the light, because Jesus is the light of the world. That is why we light these candles, to remind us what we lit in our baptism. So let us take the Advent and go deep down to our hearts and search how far we are from Jesus. When we say, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, are we really prepare our hearts for him? Are we prepared a worthy home for him? I would like to conclude with the words of St. Paul, of reading of today. Finally, says St. Paul, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that, as you received from us, how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so evermore. So we will light, after the intercession, this candle, one of them. You see, as you see, there are four, represents the 4 weeks. The 4 weeks, very, very important weeks. And this light tells us, it is the symbol we received as the day of our baptism, to renew our baptismal promise, to live as Christians, to think as Christians, to act as Christians. No matter what work we do, where we live, what is so important is to be and do as Christian. What we do has a great value if we give it a value and a meaning. So let us do it. Why we are, you see, so involved in these things, material things of this world? One day we'll leave all behind. We'll pass. But we'll be, you see, asked what we did with that. May God give us the light and the strength, the light to see the right things and the strength to choose the right one. God bless you.